probably. Okay, we're recording now.
Okay, yeah.
Wait, I don't know like the history of all the waves. I mean, generally I'm pro all the waves, I think.
For like a quick little snippet of each one, first is when women wanted to vote. And the second was when women wanted to not have the role of being kind of like a housewife. Mm-hmm. This was in the 70s, and they wanted to take birth control, mm-hmm. kind of stuff like that. And then third wave, I think, is kind of complete bullshit.
What? So wait, I mean, so this is what, wait. We just broke into this podcast. If anybody's listening here, my name's Ryan. What's your name?
Hannah.
We're here. Did you want to talk about third wave feminism? Did you type in that topic into Anchor?
Yeah.
Or was that?
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. What's the definition of it? I don't really know.
I mean, there are several things about it that they believe in. They believe that men have more of a say, more power, and that women should be equal. Most of the general thing they talk about is, the general thing they talk about is how men get paid more than women.
Yeah.
I don't
they,
know. I just
they
think
do.
It's such a weird...
Do you feel like that's bullshit? Because, I mean, I feel like there's real facts out there that that's true.
Yes, it's true, but it's also based on your education, your skills, stuff like that. And there are times where women will get paid more than men, and that if there is a difference, it's very minuscule, about 25 cents. People always say 79 cents to a dollar is what women get mm-hmm. paid to compared to men. That is such a short, you know, hold on, my mic's being weird. That's such a small amount of places that I feel like it shouldn't be that big of a deal. Yes, I do believe that women should be equal, but I don't like the whole women are more better than men kind of image that they play off that, you know?
I don't think that anybody thinks anybody's better than anybody else, but I do think, like, in general, they are paid less, and that's an indication of, like, some unconscious feeling that we have about the worth of women versus men, and that unconscious feeling is that men have more value. I mean, that's like historically been the case just for so long that in my opinion it's so deeply embedded in our culture that it's hard for us to really see it.
Yeah, I just think that the way they kind of, like, in order to be kind of a third wave feminist, you need to agree with kind of liberal ideas. You need to agree with LGBT community, and you need to, you know, believe that mm-hmm. women are more important than men. It's just a weird kind of mold, you know, because they say that we need to get out of the mold that society has made for us, that,
yeah.
you know, men have made for us, yet they're making another mold for people to kind of fit in. So it's kind of like hypocritical of them. Do you know what I'm saying?
I can see why you would think that. But I guess I don't really have, like, I would like to hear a clean definition of what third wave feminism is before I criticize it. But I feel like I'm pro that. Like, I see the ways in which we value men more than women. And it's hard to really, I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm not saying that.
Sorry,
go ahead.
No, I don't really know. I kind of just agree. I would like a good definition of it before I, like, say whether I think I'm pro, but.
I mean, there's many different aspects of it. I'm trying to, like, put it. Do you not know, like, anything about it?
No, I mean, I figured it was your topic, so you'd maybe educate me a bit, but
I was kind of waiting for somebody who was, like, pro all the way to, like, kind of talk to me about it.
I feel like even if you want to debate it, you should at least know, like, what the general, like, I don't know what you said. It's just that women are better than men. I haven't heard that.
It's just like when you watch a lot of interviews with them and how they kind of present themselves, that's how it is, especially in media with celebrities as well.
Mm-hmm. In my opinion, I feel like men do get away with a lot more. We let them get away with a lot more. And like traditionally in our media, they're always the heroes in movies, especially white men. And I feel like that order, that idea that like who gets to be the one who's the entrepreneur, who gets to be the one who's the hero, who gets the one that gets to be the one that makes crazy decisions and goes on adventures. I feel like it's always, because it's always been just the shape of men, like men, that character, that order, that they are better, really is there. And I feel like I want to do something to counter that story, that narrative that has been with us for so many, for thousands of years, probably. And I'd like to counter that in some way. And I sympathize with whatever goes against that.
Yeah, there's been many, many roles though where women are the kind of the hero, you say, and the more powerful one. I think that a lot of people just focus mainly on what you're saying.
I think it's because it's, no, I mean, but it's a majority. There are exceptions, but I would say that the problem is that they is the exception when they're the hero.
I mean, maybe people just aren't making movies like that. I mean,
I think the thing is mostly men make movies, mostly white men. I went to film school. I saw that all of my peers, the other people in my class, were all white men. And so I feel like you tend to tell stories about yourself or see yourself as the hero. And so that's been reflected because the population of filmmakers are white men.
So what would you do if you had like all the power in the world? What would you do to fix this then?
I know. That's,
I feel like people are just taking the wrong route. You know, that's my problem. I'm not saying I don't think women should have this like strong power image. I'm just saying I don't get how they're handling it. It's just so weird, and it's like it's not really going anywhere. It's kind of staying in the same place, and people are just kind of criticizing them rather than taking them seriously. I think that's my problem. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'd like to hear some examples of like things you don't like specifically. I don't know. Can you just talk a little bit more about the kinds of things that the kinds of rights that they're asking for?
I definitely agree the whole paying situation. I think the main thing that bugs me is they're kind of putting down men and saying women should have more power, but I'm not.
Yeah, I would say, okay, here's what I do agree with, is that what they like, that I think if you're going to have any sort of conversation with anyone, that if you first attack them or call them names, like you're saying, like they put down men as like, that's like part of their thing, is that like men suck. And I do see that, like ban men. There's a lot of anti-men stuff going on right now. And what I would say is like, while I sympathize with that whole attitude in general, like I do see why they have that feeling. That attitude they have also will shut down any sort of conversation that could even happen between them and men. I mean, I think it, just instinctually, when you're being attacked, you're not open to like new ideas. And when men have been just like basted in this culture for their whole life, it's going to be hard to like, it's going to be kind of hard for, especially for old men, to like really see the structure that's been here all along and see it as a problem, because it's just the air we breathe. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
And so, attacking men. Yeah. No, I just agree. Attacking attacking men or putting them down is kind of counteractive or counterproductive a little bit.
Yeah. And it's kind of like they're fighting for equality, yet they're saying like, you know, we're more important. It's just kind of like hypocritical, but
from what I've seen, they don't think that they're more important, but they do see that they've picked up the slack for the work in society that men don't do, like what a lot of people call emotional labor, like, and raising kids. There's a lot of labor, there's a lot of things that women do in society that go unnoticed and they are undervalued. Oh dang.
Yeah, that's what the second wave was about, was
Yeah, no, there's a car crash like right in front of me on the street.
Oh shoot.
So I have to turn I have to turn around and go the other way.
Okay. Am I good to talk? Are you
Yeah, no, it's fine. It happened It happened 15 minutes ago or so. I don't know.
Yikes. Second wave was kind of like that, where women were saying, hey, like, we don't want to be housewives. We want to be kind of, like, understood and treated the same way as men. That's why back then I was like, hey, yeah, there was that image of kind of housewives. Men come, like, home from work, and we have to do all, like, the kid stuff and the cleaning, and I understand that. But, like, nowadays, like, you see a lot of relationships where the men stay home and the women go out. So I just – and it's accepted and it's fine. So I just don't see why – some of the people are kind of causing problems where they shouldn't. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would like to. I would just really again like to hear what third wave exactly says. Maybe we should, we'll end this one, this part, and maybe I can like call you back on Anchor after I research what it is, so that I can actually have an informed opinion. You know, I don't really.
Yeah.
I'd love to like see. Because I do agree a little bit that I don't know. In my opinion, the best thing we can do is facilitate good conversation, mm-hmm. and attacking anybody is not going to help.
Yeah, I know.
And calling names is like I understand, like I don't like Facebook. You know, like I feel like Facebook has been invading our privacy for a long. Like, there's a lot of reasons why I don't like it. Whatever, but and a lot of people are making fun of Mark Zuckerberg right now. Calling him a robot and stuff. And, like, even though I don't like Facebook and I don't like what he's doing, I feel like when you sink to the level of calling people names, I feel like that's just, like, that's the worst thing. Like, when you start dehumanizing someone, that's when, there's no possibility for turning back, kind of.
Yeah. Like, if you had another opinion than me, I'm not going to hate you for it. I'm going to agree to disagree, you know?
Yeah,
it's not gonna hurt me. It's just it's someone else's thoughts. I'm not gonna.
I think even like, further than that, like, I just feel like we have to do whatever we can to like make keep everybody like cool, like emotions cool, to like really have a good conversation, to have a conversation where you keep like your mind open.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, well, I'm gonna Google it. And maybe we'll have, like, a part two of this.
Okay, yeah. Sorry I can't explain it as well. I mean, there's just, like, many things to it. I'm sure there's, like, a core sentence I probably could say, but...
Yeah, I know. That's what I was looking for, like, the Wikipedia 101.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I'll check it. We should follow up on this, though.
Okay, yeah.
Thanks for talking.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, bye.
Bye.